Over the last bunch of years, New York has been doling out hundreds of millions of dollars of your taxpayer money to economic development projects. That in itself is nothing new. What is new during this Cuomo administration is how they do it, through a competition, basically, where the 10 regions of the state vie for this big pot of money by creating plans that Albany will love the best. Some people call this derisively the Hunger Games model of economic development. Well, it's that time of year again. Each of the 10 regions are putting their best foot forward and submitting a bundle of projects that they want to enter in this competition. We look into what's in the North Country's bundle of projects and why on today's Story of the Day. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Wednesday, October 9th. First up, North Country Congresswoman Elise Stefanik will hold four public events with constituents over 2 days this week. Tomorrow, the Republican will host a Coffee with Your Congresswoman from 10 to 11 at the VFW post in Lowville in Lewis County. Then Stefanik will hold another one of those from 3 to 4 in the afternoon at the Johnstown Senior Center in Fulton County. On Friday, Stefanik will hold another pair of Coffees with Your Congresswoman from 10 to 11 at the AmVets post in Malone and from 3 to 4 at the Kingsbury Fire Company in Hudson Falls near Glens Falls. All four events take place during work hours. Stefanik's public appearances across the 21st Congressional District come at a volatile time for lawmakers, as members of Congress may soon be asked to vote on articles of impeachment against President Trump. Stefanik, who sits on the House Intelligence Committee, has said she doesn't support impeachment. So just last year, the North Country's Regional Economic Development Council, or REDC, got $65 million for projects across northern New York. Well, the North Country REDC has finalized its slate of so-called priority projects for this year's competition. Monica Sandresky looks at the ones in St. Lawrence, Jefferson, and Lewis counties.
A big priority project for the North Country is at the strip mall in Canton where the Jubilee Foods used to be. Carol Pinchon is a village trustee. She says the crumbling plaza has been a thorn in her side for years.
There was a sporting goods store, and there was a bread store, and there was a, obviously Rite Aid was there, but little by little, it's just sucked the life out of everything, and now it's there's really nothing left, and it's getting more and more derelict.
So Pinchon is way excited that SUNY Canton wants to demolish the strip mall but construct a new building to attract business. It'll have apartments upstairs and downstairs, room for shops, and an entrepreneurship center.
It's going to have a makerspace in it. It's going to have co-working spaces. It's going to house our small business development center.
That's Zvi Safran. He's the president of SUNY Canton and is on the North Country's Regional Economic Development Council, or REDC.
And it's going to have some classroom space in it and some meeting space, all of which are together meant to help build a little ecosystem.
SUNY Canton has the right to buy the strip mall, but this state economic development money needs to come through for that to happen. If they can't get the funding, it'll delay the university's plan to build. They do have a few other irons in the fire for potential grants. There are 10 other projects in the North Country's REDC proposal. That includes a small business incubator and co-working space in Lowville at the old Climax manufacturing facility, a plan in Clinton County to build out infrastructure for a potential industrial park, and a few cabins for Nordic skiers in Lewis County. Governor Cuomo is expected to announce the winners at a big ceremony in Albany at the end of the year. Monica Sandresky, North Country Public Radio.
So those are the Regional Economic Development Council's priority projects for the western part of the North Country. Now let's look at the ones in the Adirondacks. The Adirondack Daily Enterprise has been looking in depth at these. Managing editor Peter Crowley sat down with Brian Mann to talk about them for today's Tri-Lakes Takes. Peter says the biggest project on the entire wish list is a hotel in Lake Placid.
So this year, the North Country is putting forth $13 million worth of projects. By far the biggest one, which takes up almost half of that, $6 million, is a hotel project in Lake Placid. It's interesting because unlike the other hotel projects it's put forward, Hotel Saranac was restoring a historic one, or the one on the waterfront in Saranac Lake, or ones that have been pledged for Tupper Lake, two hotel projects that are building new. This is an existing hotel, but it's not in the center of the community. It's on a commercial strip of Saranac Avenue, one of several hotels along that. It's a chain hotel. It's a Quality Inn. Before that, it was a Comfort Inn. Before that, it was a Howard Johnson's. It is a two-story, and they want to tear that down and build a three-story.
Let me ask a skeptical question here, and I think, you know, especially many more fiscally conservative people in our audience would have this question. Lake Placid is a booming tourism mecca for the state of New York. Why do taxpayers need to help a chain hotel with $6 million in order to build a hotel in Lake Placid? Isn't that where private sector money could be found and get that project done?
I mean, I wrote an editorial in Saturday's paper saying that was a bad use of funding. It was a bad choice. Again, that's an opinion. But I did receive a fair bit of thanks for it afterwards from people around town. Lake Placid is the place that needs probably the least help helping it boom its economy. Its economy is roaring. Lake Placid's issue actually right now, much more its economic issue, is an issue of having too many jobs for the workers. They don't have enough workers to fill the jobs. This would add 50 jobs. Right now, that's not necessarily what's needed. What's needed in Lake Placid is housing.
We're beginning another of these cycles where we're talking about the projects that the state of New York, many of them private projects, is going to possibly fund. This is kind of new, right? That year after year, we have Albany saying, we're going to support this private hotel, that private lumber business. You know, we're going to be in the business of doing private sector investment across New York State.
I think it was pretty rare in the past, at least when I was coming up reporting. The idea was that public money went to public projects and private money went to private projects, and they would try to spur investment by maybe, you know, doing some state project that would develop tourism somewhere. Now it's every year, and it's not just once a year. It's you've got the REDC, which is the Regional Economic Development Council, plus the Downtown Revitalization Initiative, which is another project of the same agency.
Yeah, and let me just add one other layer of context. You know, one of our very recent conversations was about Orda getting millions of dollars. You're reporting again in the paper this past weekend about another $1 million to advertise for athletes to come to this area. I mean, it is kind of astonishing when you put all these different pieces together for a region that has a very small slice of New York State's population. The dollars just keep flowing.
They do. Those public projects would have happened before, but not quite at the level you're seeing now. And Andrew Cuomo's administration has added a lot of private projects, and it hasn't slowed down on the funding of public projects either.
Do we know if this is working? Do we know if this kind of capital coming from Albany is really helping to spur the economy?
That's a good question. I really think it depends on the project. I can tell you, living in Saranac Lake, the Hotel Saranac project absolutely helped downtown Saranac Lake. There's no question. That is a historic hotel. It's the anchor of downtown. That turned out to be $5 million worth of state money to what ended up being a $37 million project that a private person put up.
So it leveraged quite a bit of real investment.
It really did, and it made a big difference in downtown Saranac Lake. I've seen more visitors downtown in Saranac Lake this summer than I've seen in a long time.
Let me wrap up by asking about one last project that caught my eye in your reporting, and that is the idea of $1 million of taxpayer money for a kind of children's museum play project. Tell us about that.
So in Saranac Lake, a gentleman named Rob Carr has developed this idea over the last few years of a children's museum. He's got a site for it in an old warehouse, an old railroad warehouse across from the historic train station. His sketches, which were released recently, are pretty interesting and attractive. And it's a part of town that needs, a lot of people have been wanting to develop for a long time. He's proposing about a $5.7 million project. He already got committed almost $1 million from the downtown revitalization for Saranac Lake. So that's like a sixth of it. this would be another million. So it would come out to a little more than a third of it would be funded by the state. There have been children's museums in the North Country. There was one in Plattsburgh called the Imaginarium, which closed a few years ago, 2014. There's a new one in Potsdam. It's only a year old, so I'm not quite sure how it's doing. So it'd be interesting to see how this could work. There's a lot of excitement behind this project in Saranac Lake, I can tell you that.
Peter Crowley, managing editor of the Adirondack Daily Enterprise, talking us about a series of articles you guys ran under the headline, Show Us the Money, and we'll link to that at our website, ncpr.org. Thanks.
Thanks.
Tri-Lake Stakes is heard each weekday, usually Wednesdays, on the 8 o'clock hour and often on Story of the Day as well. It's a collaboration between NCPR and the Adirondack Daily Enterprise. We have more news all the time at ncpr.org. And hey, one big thing you might not know about that I really want to tell you about. NPR's famous newscaster, Korva Coleman, the voice you hear during Morning Edition, during the newscast every morning, is visiting the North Country. Korva Coleman will be on the air taking your calls and questions live tomorrow morning from 11 to noon. So tune in so you can listen and maybe call in. And you can send me your questions in advance if you like to. You can just email me, david@ncpr.org. That's NPR's newscaster, Korva Coleman, live on the air tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, from 11 to noon. Music today by Jazar and Poddington Bear. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.